Thank you, Madam Chair. WHO would like to continue to encourage all parties to endorse or at least strongly acknowledge the document. The parties had called for a guidance document, which is important for them, for their work, and to further enhance it. Environmental, social, and health effects are intrinsically interlinked, and this link is acknowledged globally and is showing over and over again. The environmental, social, and health effects are an issue of great importance, not only for sustainable development, but also to tackle the current problems arising from the triple crisis: climate change, environmental pollution, and biodiversity loss. So WHO wishes to reiterate the importance also that a definition of health beyond environmental impacts would be acceptable by the EU member states, as it is in accordance with the WHO constitution and signed up by all countries present here. The document, in our understanding, would provide further support to parties looking into environment, including health issues, in a structured way. While we encourage parties to be ambitious when it comes to environmental, including health effects, the draft document does not request to assess all possible effects you may think of, but those environmental, including health effects, that are likely significantly impacted by proposed activities, plans, or programs. So WHO is convinced that the current text of the document is in line with the SEA protocol and also with the SEA protocol resource manual, which parties have already made available many, many years ago. And as mentioned, and as it's written in the declaration, the manual includes already an annex of health which cites the WHO definition of health and also introduces the framework of health determinants, which, if I may cite, relevant authorities may find it useful to consider, as the determinants presented in the framework are recognized as being the main factors that influence health. As such, they can be used as a starting point for assessment of the likely significant health effects of a plan or program. And I will stop here because you all have access to the manual and the health chapter there. But let me reiterate, importantly, neither the manual nor the proposed guidance or information document constitutes formal legal or other professional advice, but instead provides guidance to those applying the protocol or supporting others in doing so. However, following closely the discussions over the last years and at this meeting, WHO also recognizes that the document at this stage will not become a guidance, but an informative document to be published in different official languages on the UNECE webpage. And we thank Germany on their willingness to translate the document into Russian and French. Nonetheless, WHO strongly encourages that the latest revision of the now called informative document, or informal document, sorry if I don't have the correct wording here yet, are endorsed or at least acknowledged by the parties at the MOP, and deleting the sentence emphasizing that it's not an endorsed document. And we continue to express support for the document and would also still be willing to further support work and discussion if needed. We stand ready to support implementation and provide capacity building, as mentioned already earlier, for example, through the Bonn School on Environment and Health. And let me close with another citation from yesterday's press release, on the new publication of Healthy Living on a Health Planet, not from WHO, but of the German Scientific Advisory Council on Global Change to the German Federal Ministry of Environment, and the chair, Professor Karin Pittel, who will also be a keynote speaker at the upcoming Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health. Civilizational development has driven biodiversity loss, had a negative effect on the health of ecosystems, and is now jeopardizing human health. We are well on our way to destroying the preconditions for a healthy life, for species and humanity, and breaching planetary guardrails. This development can only be reversed by showing courage and taking actions at all levels, from international forums to individual lifestyles. Science is increasingly focusing on the interconnections between health and the state of our natural environment, which shows how important this issue is for the future of humanity and how urgent it is to take political action. Not adopting, or at least that was the citation, so not adopting or at least strongly acknowledging and recognizing the health information document will be one more lost chance in taking action. Thank you.